I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee, Executive Editor at Information Security Media Group. Today I'm speaking with Melissa Crespo, a privacy and data security attorney and partner at the law firm Morrison Foerster. We're going to be talking about healthcare, data, cybersecurity, privacy, and HIPAA issues in the year ahead. So, Melissa, what are you watching in terms of the healthcare, cybersecurity, privacy, and HIPAA regulatory landscape in the year ahead, and why?
In order to think about where we're going, I often sort of have to think about where we've been, where we're coming from. There have been a number of state and federal initiatives that have either been introduced or picked up steam in the last year. And I think these are sort of the areas that are really of focus for folks in this space, particularly, at the federal level, there were some amendments made to the HIPAA privacy rule to support reproductive health care privacy. Those amendments go into effect largely December 23rd. So we, are keeping an eye on what enforcement will look like, if at all, under this new administration. We'll share some additional thoughts on, I think, what's to come under the new administration in a bit, but that's certainly, sort of a key area of focus for HIPAA. There's also the security rule amendments that we are anticipating or were anticipating for the end of this year. Earlier this year, OCR Director Rayner announced that OCR had proposed regulatory revisions related to the HIPAA security rule and that OCR was working to have those proposed regulations completed by the end of the year. So I think a lot of folks, particularly in light of the very challenging year for the healthcare sector in the cybersecurity context, it is anticipating these amendments to the security rule, which, I think the most components of the security rule were really introduced in almost 20 years ago. So it's been quite some time, and it's certainly very necessary in light of the changing technology landscape over, even just the last year and how much things have changed. As well, at the federal level, I think it's going to be interesting to see what the FTC does in 2025. In the last couple of years, we've seen active FTC enforcement in connection with the misuse of health information, including utilizing the sort of lapsed health breach notification rule, which was introduced in 2009, but did not actually see any, use until 2023. Earlier this year, the FTC amended the health breach notification rule to modify its definitions to apply the rule to health apps, connected devices, and other online services that were not covered by HIPAA, which really largely just memorialized a 2021 commission policy statement applying the rule to these entities. But I think that, given these amendments, we're likely to see more enforcement, or, it will be interesting at least to see, what enforcement comes as a result of these amendments. And then at the state law level, first of their kind state laws went into effect this year that focused on consumer health data. Washington's My Health, My Data, and Nevada's SB 370 went into effect in March of this year, and they largely regulate the use and disclosure of consumer health data, covering off, data that is not covered by HIPAA. I certainly expect more states to follow, and this is something that I'm keeping an eye on, especially in light of the new administration's emphasis on reducing federal oversight, which we, anticipate will impact privacy oversight. So I do think that a lot of states are going to start moving to fill in these gaps that may be introduced more at the federal level. And, we're seeing, for example, some states that are really, I think, indicating that they're going to be making efforts to target the type of privacy issues that many states are seeking to protect in light of, what these states anticipate as certain areas that may be targeted under the new administration. So, for example, in November, the Michigan legislature introduced a bill specifically to protect reproductive data. And so it's very similar to My Health, My Data, but, again, very focused on reproductive health data instead. And so I think there are going to be a number of things to keep an eye on at both the federal and state level.
So, Melissa, as we know, HHS OCR earlier this year said it was planning to relaunch its dormant HIPAA audit program, which really, hasn't been used for quite a while. With the new presidential administration and new HHS leadership taking over in January, do you think HHS OCR will move ahead with restarting the HIPAA audit program? Why and what might we see, do you think?
I think it's likely that the audit program relaunch will move forward. I do think that largely, cybersecurity at least is a bipartisan issue. And we again have seen some really significant cybersecurity incidents in the healthcare space in this last year. And so I do think that efforts to shore cybersecurity gaps within the healthcare space is going to be something that will be a focus. I do think that it remains to be seen sort of how OCR will effectuate the audit program in a really effective manner because of what we've seen as far as funding issues with OCR. I think it was earlier this year that Director Rayner, mentioned that the OCR budget had been flatlined for a long time and that there are only two investigators per state. So while I think the audit program efforts are certainly important goals to achieve, I do think that there may be a bit of a disconnect into how this will actually be effectuated. And I do know, that OIG did find some particular sort of deficiencies with regard to oversight through the audit program and how it can be improved in this next turn. So I do think that that will be something that is taken into account to the extent that the new administration does move forward with the audit program.
So, Melissa, how do you think other HIPAA regulatory, compliance, and enforcement priorities might change under new HHS leadership? What might we see? What might be the focus for enforcement? What do you expect?
Sure. I think some of OCR's enforcement under this new administration will continue to be somewhat business as usual. The Right of Access Initiative was introduced during the first Trump administration and has been a continued area of focus for OCR through the Biden administration. I think that that will certainly not be an area that will go away. I certainly think that general rights under HIPAA will continue to be enforced. I think investigations into cybersecurity incidents will continue. And perhaps that may be actually more of a focus rather than some of the privacy-related violations. What I do think is going to change is, for example, as I mentioned, the reproductive health privacy rule amendments that go into effect this year are, largely driven to protect the disclosure of reproductive health information or information related to reproductive health care. And I expect that this is not going to be an area, certainly of enforcement. And I do think, in addition to not enforcing the rule, I do think that the Trump administration will take steps to repeal the rule. As well, there's been a lot of effort around pixel tracking regulation, including guidance issued by OCR in 2022 that, has sort of had this as the world turns evolution through challenges by the Texas AG with regard to the constitutionality of this guidance. And I think that that's an example of where, this is something that OCR has scrutinized, but I don't think that it's going to be something that OCR will continue to focus on.
And Melissa, what are you watching in the year ahead in terms of AI in healthcare from a regulatory and/or a potential legislative perspective?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I think AI in healthcare is already so widespread and it has the ability to really, further revolutionize healthcare, but obviously there are some very, very tricky privacy and ethical considerations there. The Biden administration's AI executive order directed HHS to promulgate a framework related to the use of AI in the healthcare space. Unclear what steps will be taken to, deliver a framework from HHS with regard to the use of AI. But I do think that it is an area that will, be on the radars for most regulators. And while I think, it's generally our understanding that this administration will be moving to deregulation and more business-friendly regulation, if at all. I do think that there is still a focus on, ensuring that AI is used in a sort of patient protective manner. And so we will sort of, have to keep an eye on where HHS comes out on that. And, the FTC has been very active in enforcing against the use of AI in a way that's not protective of consumers. But I don't know that that's something that will continue with this new administration.
So, Melissa, when it comes to new cyber privacy or HIPAA lessons that have emerged from the breaches and other incidents that we've seen in healthcare in 2024, what stands out and what's your advice to healthcare sector covered entities and their business associates based on those trends?
Sure. I think there are some really key cybersecurity takeaways that we, can identify from this year, and particularly the Change Healthcare incident, which was, one of the largest, if not the largest, healthcare data breaches, not only from a records perspective, but with respect to the disruption and impacts that it had on the industry. And I think from that incident, there are a few key takeaways. There were some transaction-related kind of learnings from Change Healthcare that flagged that, cybersecurity due diligence is really key, post-closing updating of security risk analyses, and then also, post-acquisition remediation. So I think this is something that is going to really be a focus, or should continue to be a focus, for companies that are acquiring in this space, as well as really, just highlighting the importance of a risk analysis. Generally, right? This is something that needs is expected to be conducted periodically, but truly annually. And focusing on threats and vulnerabilities to PHI specifically, it's not just a HIPAA gap analysis with respect to compliance. There have been an update to the updates to the risk analysis tools that are offered, but I do think that it is really a more complex exercise that requires true technical experts to evaluate security in the context of PHI specifically. And then I think this also just highlights the importance of conducting tabletops, right? Cybersecurity incidents continue to evolve. The threat landscape is increasingly more complex. The healthcare industry continues to be one of the key targets. And one of the best ways to get on top of some of those risks is, really conducting cybersecurity tabletops. And then, from a privacy perspective, I think one of the key points is really just understanding the data that an entity processes. And that's really achieved through conducting, a data inventory. And that's something that should be updated regularly, as well as employing data minimization principles as far as only maintaining the data that's necessary. But going back to my point about the data inventory and understanding sort of how data is processed, I think particularly in the pixel tracking sort of space where there's been obviously a lot of enforcement, but also just a lot of scrutiny given OCR guidance over the last couple of years, I think it really highlights the need for organizations to understand all of the technologies that they're using and identifying where PHI may be in scope. So I think that that's probably another key takeaway.
Well, thank you so much, Melissa. I've been speaking to attorney Melissa Crespo. I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee of Information Security Media Group. Thanks for joining us.